other equipment will be prosecuted and sentenced to a jail term of not less than 21 years.
That was a spot from a utility provider warning members of the public of the dangers in tampering with electrical installations. However, in spite of this warning, cases of energy theft has become so rampant and even escalating daily at a very disturbing rate. It has been identified as one of the nation's economic threats, denying service providers tariffs payable to them. More worrisome is the fact that influential people who occupy prominent positions in various professional spaces, who ordinarily should be able to pay for utility services, have over the years been known to be involved in this criminal act. They include senior military personnel, judges, estate managers, hoteliers, club owners, and other business operators. People steal electricity in their homes and business premises by disconnecting or altering connection cables from the meter and connecting directly from the pole. Others do so by bypassing some energy-consuming gadgets such as pressing irons, air conditioners, electrical stoves, and refrigerators. Mrs. Eugenia Okoro narrated how she bypassed some equipment in her house to reduce the tariff due to overestimated billings.
Usually when they do bypass, you can use some of the gadgets in the house, like AC, or they bypass some of the lines so that you can use it directly.
Also stipulated in the documents is the presence of a drilled hole on the glass cover of the electric meter or at the back or any other part of the meter. It also involves the presence of a tampered, broken, or fake seal on the meter or mutilated, altered, or tampered meter recording chart or graph. Others are the presence in premises or building which is subject to the control of the customer or any electric meter, reversing transformer, jumper, or any similar device. Despite knowing that electricity theft is a criminal act that sabotages a nation's economy, many still indulge in the acts. Sadly, influential personalities who should be exemplary in their characters are also involved. Electricity distribution companies, popularly referred to as discos, lose huge revenues that should be accruable to them on a daily basis. Some consumers tap their electricity supply directly from the pole at night and pull them down before 8 o'clock in the morning, as was observed at number 10 at Adibolija Street, Ojode Abiodun community in A4 local council, and with a bold inscription on the wall, AK-47, stay clear. The offenders adopted various strategies to steal electricity into their individual homes, business premises, including hotels. One of them, who owns an estate in Lekki Axis of Lagos, tapped electricity underground into his estate from a neighboring location until it was detected. He tried everything humanly possible to prevent his name being made public and eventually opted to settle out of court and paid 10 million naira to the utility provider. One of them bypassed some equipment, thereby reducing the amount of tariff payable to the service provider.
There's a man who is presently in the Ikoyi prison. He owns a hotel. He bypassed, he was caught, and then the magistrate asked the person to be remanded in prison custody until the matter is tried. We only had one club owner, but we had a man that owns an estate. We have one too in Sewol area. He was detained at Pantin CID. The guy was so powerful, he thought nothing would happen. He was equally arrested.
Data from a co-electricity distribution company, EKEDC, between January and September 2018 indicates that various amounts were recovered from the offenders in districts under their network. From the island district, 7,053,057 naira 88 kobo was recovered, while 6,854,364 naira was recovered in Ibeju district. It is a case of illegal reconnection involving Akintola James, and the matter was charged to Magistrate Court 1, Tinubu, on the 6th of August 2018 and came up for trial on the 22nd of October this year. From the Ajo district, 1,007,772 naira 34 kobo was realized between July and September this year. And in Orile district, 83,000 naira was recovered from electricity thieves between July and August. In Mushin district, 3,471,060 naira 29 kobo was realized. Elsewhere in Lekki, 21,759,689 naira 2 kobo was recovered from Ebel Yakubu and Ano. However, the case was charged to court and came up for trial on November 11. In a related development, in Festac, a case of illegal reconnection involving Eze Chibweze was established and charged to Federal High Court and coming up for hearing on the 5th of December 2018. Also in Agbada District, a case of illegal reconnection involving Chidiabere Emmanuel came up for hearing on October 31st. In another development, 4,246,164 naira 32 kobo was recovered within the same period. In total, 53,209,063 naira 76 kobo was realized from various offenders within the period. According to authorities at the EKEDC, some of these personalities went all out to ensure that their names were not made public using what they called name and shame strategy of the company, calling the high and mighty to intervene on their behalf. At the end of the day, they reached an out-of-court settlement. According to the head legal department EKEDC, Mrs. Lola Ojoye, it would amount to a breach of agreement if they revealed the identities of the persons involved after settling out of court. Two of them are already in court. They are the owners of Samoli Guest House, located in Surulere area of Lagos, Chief Kolade Oluwole Ogunbiyi, although the hotel is managed by the son, Michael Ogunbiyi, another hotel operator and owner of Pipe View Hotel, located in Ojo area of Lagos, Okenna Ogochukwu, of number 6 Ugo Okenwa Street, Unity Estate Isashi, according to an official of EKEDC, has been a problematic offender. Efforts to get its lawyer to speak did not yield the expected result, as he said he could not speak on a matter that was already in court.
Have you read that the matter is before the magistrate court and the high court? I'm afraid I may not be able to discuss anything.
Head Corporate Communications EKEDC, Mr. Godwin Idemudia, speaks on whose product is stolen when a case of electricity theft is established.
The product that is stolen when there is theft is that of distribution company. Once transmission sends you the energy, you are expected to pay for it. So it's been recorded against us because at every point that they give us this energy, it is metered. So when you now steal it, it's already a crime.
Electricity theft, which consists of stealing both electricity and infrastructure, is one of the biggest threats to uninterrupted and reliable electricity supply. It has a huge impact on the economy and the society at large. In some cases where some clinics lack generators or power cuts can disable critical machinery and the lives of patients put at risk. According to an electricity policy document, electricity theft is a deliberate act by an electricity consumer to cut down or reduce the total amount of tariff payable on electricity consumed, resulting to total or partial loss of revenue due to the utility provider. A spokesman, EKEDC, Mr. Idemudia, said that electricity theft has remained a major challenge for service providers.
It's unfortunate that some Nigerians feel that utility is supposed to be free. We don't see why they have to pay. We have some people we call free riders, those that are wearing things. They walk between 12 midnight and 4 a.m. They roam about like herdsmen. Once they get to wherever they feel their power is stable, they throw in their cable on top of electricity cables there and they start working. Before 4 a.m. when people start waking up to get to work, they remove it again and they relocate. Who pays for that? These are some of the challenges. It goes to that community.
Residents of Ikaete in Lekki area of Lagos and Ikeja shared divergent views on why the act has continued unabated, alleging collaborations between staff of service providers and residents for personal gains. Some consumers are of the view that the illegal act thrives because service providers have continued to exploit their customers using overestimated billing.
Power issue in Nigeria is a paradox. Today we are looking at stealing of power from AID and stealing from the people by AID. No doubt, whichever way you look at it, there is a huge and gross theft taking place. People steal huge sums of money from AID for not paying their bills, manipulating the meters and illegal connection, while AID are also stealing big time from people by overbilling, not supplying electricity, and charging people for darkness.
They have their target in most of the communities. Whereby when they get to them, they don't bother to ask about their bills. What they ask after is, where is our own share? Most of the house owners there, they don't pay bill at all. What they only engage in is, at the end of the month, they've just found out some amount of money to set it aside for NEPA shares. There's another system they do on meters. Come to slow it down.
In a particular community in Kota Housing Estate, PSCNK, and they gave them target of 1 million. And the people are going right now, give opportunity to the consumers. They are making more than 30 million. The extra money, they are sharing it together, both the PSCN and the community leaders.
Mrs. Eugenia Okoro, a consumer, confirmed the collaboration theory between members of staff of the discos by confessing that she paid the sum of 20,000 naira to get her meter manipulated to reduce her tariff.
There was a time I was using bypass. The reason was they are giving us high estimated bills. You can even get as much as 30,000, 40,000 in a month. So I had to call one of the NEPA officials that helped us collect that bill. I paid 20,000 for the guy to do the illegal collection.
Could this have been going on because there were no measures put in place to check cases of electricity theft? Mr. Idemudia said there are enough measures in place to check abuses.
We try as much as possible to have smart meters, because there is a SIM in each of the smart meters. When you tamper with it, that communication is sent to our system and it flags it red. So what we do is to quickly send our enforcement team to check it. If you bypass a meter too, we have smart meters in place that does that, and we have SCADA. It's a system put in place to monitor all our transformers under our network to make sure that energy theft is reduced.
Mr. Demudia said that his company has zero tolerance for criminal behaviors from members of staff. He noted that the punishment varies depending on the gravity of the offense.
The punishment goes up to 21 years in prison.
The National Coordinator of Consumer Protection Forum, Mr. Adola Ilori, said that like any other criminal act, there are legal implications for energy theft.
The case of theft is a criminal case in which the punishment is stipulated in all the law that relates to criminal matter. Electricity theft, another matter which has economic sabotage, that is stipulated in Electric Power Sector Reform Act 2005. So anyone caught doing it, he can be charged for such act.
The activists who condemned all forms of criminalities, including electricity theft, said that estimated bills issued to electricity consumers does not in any way justify people tampering with electrical installations or stealing the infrastructure. Mr. Lori, however, said that the Consumer Protection Forum was working out modalities to begin to take legal actions against any who disconnects a customer's line without following laid down procedure. On the way forward, Mr. Demudia called for a reduction on stringent measures put in place by the government to attract investors to this sector.
The government will continue to support the investors because it's the first time in Nigeria that the utility companies will be the hands of the private sector. Stringent policies will be reduced in the sense that it will encourage the investors to put in more money.
He said that the company has a whistleblowing policy where anyone who blows the whistle gets a certain percentage of whatever amount is recovered from the offender.
If you tell us what is going on, I will confirm it.
So, do not just close your eyes to illegality. Electricity theft is a serious threat to the economy and can keep you in darkness indefinitely. Do not feel unconcerned. So, when you see something, say something. This report was initiated and supported by the Wole Soyinka Center for Investigative Journalism, Chinyere Ogbonna, for Radio Nigeria.